Studio 7 en goedenacht. Tijd voor een uitzending van Sylvania Radio tot 1 uur. Daarnet heeft u kunnen luisteren naar Radio Parousia. Wel thuis, broer Cecile, en goedenachters toegewenst. Sylvania Radio tot 1 uur. En de uitzending zal zoals gebruikelijk worden geopend door zuster Emma. Na zuster Emma, tijd voor een gesproken woord. Sylvania Radio wens een fijne gezegende luistertijd toe. Openingsgebed. Een goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Goedenacht, broeder Cor.
Van harte welkom. Heel veel zegen en kracht van de Heer. Alsjeblieft.
Dank u wel, broeder Cor. Ja, lieve luisteraars. Ik groet u in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland, onze Heer Jezus Christus, die is gegeven alle macht in de hemel en op de aarde. Luisteraars, u weet, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Sylvania, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. Ja, luisteraars, we hebben allemaal een gezegende weekend achter de rug. En we beginnen met de Heer. Altijd, ieder uur, ieder ogenblik. Maar deze week wijden we weer aan de Heer toe. En u allen, luisteraars. Trouwe God en Vader, we danken u. Voor ieder moment, ieder uur, ieder ogenblik, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor uw liefde en uw grootheid en uw genade. Vader, maar we danken u ook voor uw barmhartigheid, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor zuster Marlene en broeder Cor. En ook allen die luisteren en die meedoen en ook die niet luisteren, Vader. We danken u dat u een trouwe God bent. Dat u vergezelt ons, Vader, overal waar wij gaan. En u bent bij ons, Vader. En daarom komen wij tot u, Vader, heel met blijde woorden en met u, Vader, met uw Heilige Geest. En we danken u, Vader, dat wij ook danken voor de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest. Ja, trouw God en Heiland, u bent zo machtig, u bent zo wonderbaar. U bent zo goed. We bidden u, Vader, om ons bij te staan in alles. Ook in het lezen van uw woord. En ook in alles wat gedaan wordt. Ter eer en glorie van uw nooit genoeg volprezen naam. Vader, we danken u. We loven u en prijzen u. We danken u omdat u ons lief hebt, Vader. En dat u ons hebt weggehaald van het duisternis naar het wonderbaar licht, Vader. Vader, dank u wel dat wij u mogen verhogen. Want u bent de wonderbare raadsman, de sterke God. U bent onze eeuwige Vader, de vrede vorst, mijn heiland. We danken u dat u gekomen bent om te verlossen, bevrijden en te genezen, Vader. Vader, u hebt uw werk gedaan, Vader, door uw Vader gezonden. En daarom, Vader, prijzen wij uw naam, Vader, want u bent zo barmhartig. Vader, dank u wel. Dank u wel voor alles wat wij zullen laten wij bidden om op te dragen bij uw Vader. Vader, wij danken u voor alle gospelprogramma. We danken u voor alle bestanden die gehouden worden, Vader. De lijsters en de bidders ook, Vader. Zegenen allen. Zegenen, Vader. Zegen ook alle kinderen. Zegen ook, Vader, de vluchtelingen, de zendingsvelden, de gemeentes, de voorgangers, Vader. Zegen allen, Vader. We bidden u, Vader, en we danken u voor uw zegeningen, Vader, die u strooit op deze aarde, mijn God. We prijzen uw naam daarvoor, mijn heiland. Vader, we danken u dat wij Jeruzalem vrede mogen toebidden, Vader. Vader, en we bidden de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest nogmaals, Vader. Voor de glorie van uw naam, mijn God. Vader, zegen uw woord wat gelezen zal worden. Zegen alle plaatsen waar uw woord lezen, Vader. Zegen ze, Vader. Laat uw woord voortgang hebben, Vader. Want het evangelie is een blijde boodschap, Vader. Het troost, Vader. Het maakt je sterk. Het maakt ons sterk. Het geeft ons kracht, Vader. En wijsheid bidden wij u, Vader. Dank u wel. Voor de glorie van uw naam, mijn God, Heiland Jezus Christus, dank u wel. Vader, gaat u voor in uw woord, Vader, en leid ons helemaal, Vader. In Jezus' wonderbare naam. Halleluja. Amen. Ja, luisteraars, we gaan naar onze Bijbelleesplan en we lezen uit Joshua hoofdstuk 24 en het gaat over verbondsvernieuwing te Sikkim. Joshua hoofdstuk 24, verbondsvernieuwing te Sikkim. Maar we gaan eerst naar onze ochtendtekst. Onze ochtendtekst kom eveneens uit Joshua, maar hoofdstuk 6, vers 2. En het zegt: bent u in twijfel over de bekering van uw geliefden? Die bidt, die ontvangt. Neem de verhoring van uw gebed aan. Alleen het geloof geeft overwinning. God hoort uw bidden. Is er een Jericho met sterke muren op uw pad? Door lofprijs en volhardend gebed in Jezus' naam moet iedereen Satans macht verwijzen, wijken. Door lofprijs en volhardend gebed in Jezus' naam moet iedere Satans macht wijken. Het volk Israël heeft Jericho overmeesterd door zijn moed en het geloof in God. En dat kunnen wij ook. Halleluja. Zie, ik geef Jericho in uw macht. Joshua 6, vers 2. Ja, luisteraars, de Heer is onze herder. Wij gaan naar onze Bijbelleesplan. Onze Bijbelleesplan, lieve luisteraars, is wat ik gezegd heb. Joshua hoofdstuk 24. Volharden, gebondsvernieuwing te zieken. Daarna vergaderde Joshua alle stammen van Israël te zieken. Hij ontbood de oudsten van Israël en zijn oversten, zijn rechters en zijn opzieners. En zij stelden zich voor het aangezicht Gods. En Joshua zeide tot het gehele volk: Zo zegt de Heere, de God van Israël. Aan de overzijde der rivier hebben oudstijd uw vaderen gewoond. Terach, de vader van Abraham en de vader van Nagor. En zij hebben andere goden gediend. Maar ik nam uw vader Abraham van de overzijde der rivier en leidde hem door het gehele land Kanaan. Ik maakte zijn nakomelingschap talrijk en schonk hem Isaac. En aan Isaac schonk ik Jacob en Esau. Aan Esau gaf ik het gebergte Seir, opdat hij het in bezit zou nemen. Terwijl Jacob en zijn zonen naar Egypte trokken, toen zond ik Mozes en Aaron en zoek Egypte zoals ik dat onder hen gedaan heb en daarna leidde ik u uit. Toen ik uw vaderen uit Egypte geleid had en gij aan de zee kwam, achtervolgden de Egyptenaren uw vaderen met wagens en ruiters naar de Schellenzee. Daarop riepen zij tot de Heere, en hij stelde duisternis tussen u en de Egyptenaren en liet de zee over hen komen die hen overdekte. En uw eigen ogen hebben gezien wat ik Egypte aandeed. Daarom heb gij lange tijd in de woestijn vertoefd. Ik brak u in het land der Amorieten die aan de overzijde van de Jordaan woonden. En toen zij tegen u streden, gaf ik hen in uw macht. Gij nam het land in bezit, terwijl ik hen voor u heen verdelgde. Toen maakte Balak de zoon van Zippor, de koning van Moab, zich op en streed tegen Israël. De zoon van Zippor, de koning van Moab, zich op. Toen maakte Balak, de zoon van Zippor, de koning van Moab, zich op en streed tegen Israël. Hij ontbood Bileam, de zoon van Beor, om u te vervloeken. Pardon? 24. Pardon hoor. Ik dacht dat ik een blad om heb geslagen. Ja, 24. Ja. En hij ontbood Bileam, de zoon van Beor, om u te vervloeken. Maar ik wilde naar Bileam niet horen, zodat hij u in tegendeel gezegend heeft. Zo redde ik u uit zijn macht. Nadat gij de Jordaan overgestoken en bij Jericho gekomen waart, streden tegen u de burgers van Jericho, de Amorieten, de Perizzieten en de Kaanieten, de Hethieten, de Gergasieten en de Gewieten en de Jebusieten. Maar ik gaf hen in uw macht. Toen zond ik hoornaars voor u heen en deze dreven hen voor u uit, zoals de twee koningen der Amorieten waarlijk niet door uw zwaard, nog door uw boog. Zo gaf ik u een land waarvoor gij niet gezocht hebt, en steden die gij niet gebouwd hebt, en waarin gij toch woont. En gij eet van wijngaarden en olijfbomen die gij niet geplant hebt. Wel nu, vrees dan de Heere en dien hem oprecht en getrouw. Doet weg de goden die uw vaderen gediend hebben aan de overzijde der rivier en in Egypte en dien de Heere. Maar indien het kwaad is in uw ogen de Heere te dienen, kies dan heden wie gij dienen zult. Of de goden die uw vaderen aan de overzijde der rivier gediend hebben, of de goden der Amorieten in wie land gij woont. Maar ik en mijn huis, wij zullen de Heere dienen. Toen antwoordde het volk en zeide: het zij verre van ons de Heere te verlaten en andere goden te dienen. Want de Heere is onze God. Hij is het die ons en onze vaderen uit het land Egypte heeft vervoerd. Uit het diensthuis en die voor onze eigen ogen deze grote tekenen gedaan heeft. En ons behoed heeft op heel de weg die wij gingen. En onder alle volken door wier midden wij trokken. De Heere dreef alle volken en de Amorieten, de bewoners van dit land, voor ons uit. Ook wij zullen de Heere dienen, want Hij is onze God. Doch Jozua zeide tot het volk: gij zult niet in staat zijn de Heere, gij zult niet in staat zijn de Heere te dienen, want Hij is een heilig God. Hij is een naijverig God. Hij zal uw overtreding en uw zonden niet vergeven. Wanneer gij de Heere verlaat en vreemde goden dient, dan zal Hij zich omwenden, u kwaad doen en verdelgen nadat Hij u heeft welgedaan. Het volk zeide echter tot Jozua: nee, maar de Heere zullen wij dienen. Daarop zeide Jozua tot het volk: gij zijt getuigen tegen uzelf dat gij u de Heere verkoren hebt om hem te dienen. Toen zeide zij: wij zijn getuigen. Nu dan, doet de vreemde goden weg die in uw midden zijn, en neigt uw harten tot de Heere, de God van Israël. En het volk zeide tot Jozua: de Heere onze God zullen wij dienen, en naar zijn stem zullen wij horen. Te dien dagen sloot Jozua een verbond met het volk en stelde inzetting en recht voor en vaste zieken. Jozua schreef deze dingen in het wetboek Gods, en hij nam een grote steen en richtte die aldoor op onder de terebint op de heilige plaats des Heren. En Jozua zeide tot het gehele volk: zie, deze steen zal tegen ons tot getuige zijn, want hij heeft al de woorden des Heren gehoord die hij tot ons gesproken heeft. Daarom zal hij tot getuige tegen u zijn, opdat gij uw God niet verloochent. Daarop liet Jozua het volk gaan, een ieder naar zijn erfdeel. Dat was het, lieve luisteraars. Tot zover het geschiedenis van Jozua, de verbondsvernieuwing te Sichem. Ik wil u danken dat u hebt gelezen. En ik wil u ook bemoedigen met het woord van vers 14. Die zegt, wel nu, vrees dan de Heere en dien hem oprecht en getrouw. Doet wet de goden die uw vaderen gediend hebben aan de overzijde der rivier en in Egypte en dien de Heere. Maar indien het kwaad is in uw ogen de Heere te dienen, kies dan heden wie gij dienen zult. Of de goden die uw vaderen aan de overzijde der rivier gediend hebben, of de goden der Amorieten wie land gij woont. Maar ik en mijn huis, wij zullen de Heere dienen. Lieve luisteraars, dat was een bemoediging voor ons allemaal, voor mijzelf, want we struikelen wel eens, maar wij gaan niet over. Wij geven het niet over. Wij hebben God als Vader. Hij heeft zijn Zoon gestuurd om ons te redden van alles. Lieve luisteraars. En daarom zeggen wij, wij zullen de Heere dienen. Halleluja. Amen.
Amen. Zuster Emma, bedankt. Ook vannacht. Mogen de Heer u rijkelijk zegenen. En zo de Heer het leidt. Tot morgen.
Ja, ja,
en goed. Zal ik doen en goed uitrusten.
Ja, bedankt.
Dag, zeg maar.
Ja, bedankt.
Kunnen luisteren naar het openingsgebed door zuster Emma. Nu, pastor Samuel Lee, met het gesproken woord.
Take it from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14. And thereafter we go to the next, we go then to the book of John.
Also, excuses for that.
Five.
This is Samuel Lee World Evangelism, reaching the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Samuel Lee brings you a dynamic life-changing message from the World Evangelism Center in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. As you listen to this message, your life will never be the same again.
Hallelujah! Give the Lord a clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I want to just read one verse to you and then I'm going to talk. Please, hallelujah. Go with me, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. That's all. Genesis, that is so easy to open the Bible. Genesis, the first book of the Bible, not the last book, the first book. The first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And then I'm going to talk to you heart to heart. I noticed that heart to heart talk is more effective than anything else. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." Let me read verse 3 also. "And then God said, let there be light, and there was light." Just to stop there. Why am I saying this actually? Why am I reading this passage from the Bible? He said in the beginning, God created what? Heavens and earth. Listen to me. The earth was formless and empty. Today I'm talking about formless and empty things. He says, in the beginning, the earth was formless and empty. Let me tell you something. Every beginning has an end. And every end has a beginning. Are you listening to me, somebody? When you enter some place, you exit some place. When you exit some place, you enter some place. In other words, life is about entering and existing. Are you listening to me? And some of you may think that, Pastor, my life is a big mess. My life is a mess. I am living in a mess. I am confused. And I know that some of you may think like that. That your life is in a mess. You are confused. You are formless and you are empty. But the message today that I want to preach to you heart to heart is this, that God is able to change every emptiness, every formless thing into formful things. God can change everything that is bad, even that is dark, into something very beautiful. Maybe you are going through very difficult times in your life. I come to tell you something. That God can change even that difficult things that you are going through, and he can change it and he can make you into a blessing. Are you listening to me, somebody? I want to tell you something today, that every beginning has a pain. Are you listening to me? Every beginning has a pain. Every change has a pain. Sometimes you say, preacher, I'm going through pain. You are going through pain because something is about to happen to your life. You are going through pain because something is going to change in your life. God is able to change every pain into something beautiful. Everything that is even useless. Everything that is even ugly. Everything that is even not, you know, is actually good for nothing. God can take it in your life and change it into a blessing. God is able to do these things. And you, my brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. Do not lose your hope. I feel that some of you are losing your hope. Some of you, you are thinking that what? I am going through troubles in my life. I am useless. I want to tell you something. It is the useless things that God can change and make it beautiful. Are you listening to me? In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. In the beginning of the creation of God is the end of darkness. And I come to tell you, God has begun a work in your life. And God is going to make sure that the work that God has begun in your life is going to come to pass. Come on now, somebody. Hallelujah. But some of you are sitting there crying. I want to tell you something. Every great change begins with what? Pain. 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 Hello? You see, when you plant, are you listening to me? When you plant a seed in the ground, as long as the seed is alive, there is no way for you to get a tree. But my friend, you have to put the seed deep in the ground. And when the seed is in the ground, little by little, when the seed sees no lights, when the seed sees no fresh air, he begins to break. And when he begins to break, something is put out of that seed, and that is the beginning of a big tree. Every jungle begins with seeds. Are you listening to me? I come to encourage you today. Maybe you are that seed breaking in the ground. It's good for you. Break. Because when you break, then that tree will come out of you. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? So the breaking of the seed in the ground is painful. Painful. And some of you, you are going through painful. Oh, Pastor, I am breaking. It's good for you to break. Because God loves to use broken people. Hey, as long as you are not broken, God cannot use you. God loves broken hearts. God loves broken people. Oh, come on, somebody. And when you break, shakurabasando, you are ready for something great. Maybe you are that seed today. Maybe you are that seed today. You are breaking. You say, preacher, nobody understands me. It's good. When the seed is in darkness in the ground, nobody also understands that seed. When you put a seed in the ground, you don't go and kiss the seed. No, you put him in darkness. Hello. Are you listening to me? And sometimes God makes you to go through darkness so that a plant, a tree will be born out of you. Oh, come on now. The seed. Some of you, you are crying today. Preacher, I live in darkness. It's very good. Because soon this darkness will end. And a green flower will flourish out of you. Just wait. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me, somebody? Or am I just preaching to you something? In the beginning of everything is the end of something. You see, the beginning of that seed in the ground is the end of his life to be in a fruit. Now he must be in, because seed is always in a fruit, isn't it? He is happy, enjoying, very juicy, very sweet, very watery. But now somebody eat it, spit out that seed goes what? Into the ground. He is not used to that ground. But you have to get used to that ground. Do not always complain to God. Why? Certain things happening to me. No. Be patient. Because God is busy to do something in your life. Hallelujah. The beginning of everything is the end of something. The end of something is the beginning of everything. Every great thing comes what? With pain. Every great thing comes what? With patience. Hello. You don't plant a seed in the ground and immediately with a wonder medicine, suddenly the tree will grow. It's not possible. You have to wait. Hello. Every great thing comes with patience. You have to be patient. Hallelujah. Listen to me now. Every great thing needs patience. Every great thing goes with pain. Look at having a baby. You see, my friend? Sometimes I'm crying for women. You know why? Because, you know, we men, we are not suffering from a big belly unless we eat a lot. You see, it's the woman who is carrying that child. That's why I'm telling you, I will tell you so many times until my tongue will stop talking. You have to respect woman. Because you come out of the belly of a woman. Eh? The woman who carried you in the belly. Eh? The belly is not easy, huh? It's not easy. When your mother was carrying you, walking like this, it's not easy. Come on, now don't look at me so holy. You are all born one day. You have all a birthday in your life. Don't look at me so holy as if you just descended from heaven. Hello. You see, when a child is born with pain. Are you listening to me? A child is not born with just something easy. A child is born in pain. Push, push, push. And sometimes you need someone in your life to tell you, push, push, push. Are you listening to me? That's why sometimes I'm very strict with you. Why I'm strict with you? Because I want to push you. Because when I push you, push, 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 you don't like it. You are suffering. Even some women, when they are giving birth, they are cursing their husbands. You see? It's because of you. Because of you. Hello. But when the child is born, there is mercy. Everything that is new is messy. Hello. Messy. Dirty. Blood. The child, push it, push it. The head is coming. You take out the head and suddenly, is a boy, is a girl. Hello. Are you listening to me? And when a child is born on earth, a child is not smiling, he's crying. Hello. Hello. If you show me a child who is smiling when he is born, I will give you very big gift. You can never find when a child is born smiling. Thank you. I'm in the world. No. When a child is born, he's saying, why? Because he's used to very good place, warm place, juicy, warm, in the belly of the mama. But mama said, now get out of here. I've carried you enough. Get out of here. And the child, you see, every great change comes with crying. And some of you are going through crying today. You know why? Because you are going to become adult. Hello? Some of you are crying today because God is about to change something in your life. Hello, somebody. I feel like preaching today. God can change everything that is messy. God can change everything that is dirty. God can change everything that is difficult. God can change it. God can take it and make it something beautiful. Are you listening to me, somebody? That is the secret of God. That is the secret of God. Some of you, you are losing your hope. You are saying, Lord, what is happening to me? I have done all this. What is happening? I want to tell you something. I want to give you a guarantee in your life. You know what that is? There is no way for evil to win from goodness. Never. 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 It's always goodness that wins. Are you listening to me? Even when the seed is in the ground breaking, it may look not good. It may look terrible. It may look painful. But I come to tell you, soon or late, that seed is going to reach the light. Come on now. Come on now. It's no way for injustice to win from justice. It's no way for evil to win from good. It's no way for darkness to win from light. Never. Never. Hallelujah. You know it. You say, Pastor, my life is in that. It's good. There is a battle and soon light is going to win. I say light is going to win. I say light is going to win. Somebody, you are going to win the battle because light is coming your way. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Somebody praise the Lord. Hey, everything that is messy, everything that is useless. I mean, look at the disciples of Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm sorry to say like that. They were all useless. Jesus' disciples, they were all useless. One was fisherman. One was chopping people money. Eh? Tax collector. Eh? One was philosophizing. Eh? And God said, come here. You useless things, I'll use you for something greater. That I will even confuse the mind of the people who are looking at you. Because I'm going to make you the fisher of man. God is not looking at the things you have. God is looking at the things that he can make you. Eh? Come on now. If you are going through difficulties, don't complain too much. Let the will of God be done in your life. Don't complain. Soon or late, this story will end. You say, preacher, what a story. Yes, you are suffering here. You don't have your things you want. Soon or late, it's going to be given to you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and everything that you need shall be added unto you. Is it not nice? Hello, somebody. Maybe you are that seed in the ground. Say, no problem. I'm breaking now. I'm going through dry times now. But soon, I'm going to become a big tree, eh? I'm going to become a big tree. And when I'm a big tree, I'm going to give a lot of fruits. Hello. Are you listening to me, somebody? Everything that is messy, God can choose it. Everything that is useless, God can choose it and make it useful. I want to tell you something very interesting to encourage you. Hello. I want to talk to you about the cross. You see, the cross. Let me explain to you about the cross. Do you know that cross before was the symbol, the most terrible symbol in the world? I mean, we are all putting crosses here and there. Cross on the wall, cross in the house. Do you know that the cross was a terrible symbol before? The cross was the symbol of death. Cross was a machine to kill people. You see, nowadays they are injecting to kill people in the government. Are you listening to me? Or nowadays they have a gallows. They hang somebody from the gallows. You see, cross was something like that. Cross was a machine of killing. If somebody says, I'm giving you the cross in those days, it seems you are cursing that person. Because cross was a machine of killing. It was not something beautiful. It was not something nice. Cross was like a bullet. Cross was like a gallows. That was cross. But you know, God chose the most ugliest instrument in the world. The most ugliest instrument. The most deadliest instrument. The most terrible instrument. And changed it into the symbol of love. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Something that is so terrible. Something that makes even the heart of man shake when they talk about cross. Today, that cross is the symbol of love. Symbol of blessing. You see how God can change something that is ugly into something that is beautiful? But that cross, there was a price to be paid. Because the Son of Man, the Son of God, died on the cross. So that cross no more will be the symbol of evil, but symbol of love. Are you listening to me, somebody? And today, maybe you have a cross in your life. Let me explain to you. I cannot carry your cross. Very bad news. I cannot carry your cross. You can carry your own cross. And Jesus will help you carry your cross. I want to tell you something. Christianity today is very crossless. Oh, don't get mad at me now. Let me put another message inside to make you wake up once more. I said Christianity is crossless these days. Hello? We like everything but cross. Hey? But we forget that before that resurrection, the cross, somebody died on that cross. Eh? But you people, me, we all want resurrection. But we don't want the cross. Don't get mad at me now. My friend, do you want to be somebody die? Die. You have to die. I don't say go and kill yourself. Die. Die for your ego. Die for your pride. Die. When you die, when you are hanging yourself on that cross, when you are displaying yourself on that cross, then you are ready for that resurrection. Eh? Come on now. But nowadays, what we are doing, we say, hey, these days Jesus died on the cross anyway. We don't need the cross. We already have the miracle, you liar. You see, My friend, it's not possible. Without the cross, there is no resurrection. Jesus said, take your cross and follow me. That cross, what does that cross mean? All the ugly things, all the terrible things, carry them. Be patient. Soon, your resurrection is coming. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Some of you are talking about, this is my destiny. What destiny? My destiny is your cross. Carry the cross. And when you carry the cross, soon you die on the cross. When you die on the cross, soon you resurrect. Hello? No, but today we want to surpass the cross. No problem. God can do it. No, my friend. God cannot do it. Everything has a price. You cannot just take everything easy. Hello. God is not a supermarket that you go there and say, this one I like and this one I don't like. The color is not good. The color is good. No, my friend, that is not God. You take it or you don't take it. That is God. Everything has a price, my friend. And when you pay the price of difficulty, when you pay the price of hardship, when you pay the price, then the beginning of end. Something new is going to happen in your life. Not everything is coming easy. You have to work for it. Hello? Are you listening to me, somebody? I want to tell you this. Look at this. How many of you remember the transfiguration of Jesus? How many of you remember? Jesus Christ went there on the hill. Suddenly Moses and Elijah and these people come and visit him. Suddenly everything become white. The dress of Jesus become white. Everything, even the grass become white, full of light. You know, that is transfiguration. That's something that is mortal. Hello? Something that is mortal. Something, a grass that is dying. Suddenly they changed and become so beautiful, so bright. That is how God moves. God can take the most ugly things in your life, the most difficult things in your life, and let his light shine over it and transfigure anything that is evil into everything that is beautiful. God can do it. God can make it. I want to bless you today. I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters. Whatever you go through, hold on. Hold on. Maybe you are dying now as a seed. Maybe you are dying like Joseph. Hello. In that pit. But it's good. Something good will come out of that. Do not lose your hope. Soon, every bad situation will end. Soon, the light will come. Soon, the peace will come. Soon, your answer will come. That is God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And that was Pastor Samuel Lee with his first spoken word. Sifaya Radio, next is of the 102.4 FM of the Kabylin Stereo.
This is Samuel Lee World Evangelism, reaching the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Samuel Lee brings you a dynamic life-changing message from the World Evangelism Center in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. As you listen to this message, your life will never be the same again.
That was Pastor Samuel Lee.
Tears are drying. Almighty. And so me send a blessing to the man. Mom like him, Anaka Alicia, Sonia, and Sister Irene Derrick. Kado ang elobi mama. Yaga yo. Give it a bit. Mom like Roger and Roy Twiggy for Afeti. Give it a bit of me chantrea, let's get an aspirin mighty. Give me all your picket, keep trying to quaffy. Gado swim ya passi, gado swim ya leti. Taigi mi taki mi cha taigi nazi. Taigi rin taki de mu dai de libi. Ikam sete wan faya, anafu de sili. Manafu sa ta mi taki agani de bi. Ma efu libi sa ma abitanga yesi. Desi fim taki boyo jai ni dachi.
Wan faya de yeko. Wan faya de yeko.
Yes, I
am a good up a physical.
One
fire the echo.
Yes,
one fire the echo.
One
fire the echo. Believe me, some of what up a physical.
When I saw me for the body, Tagna Kiselasi. Retrain what I just need, I know me so to fasi. If it's a need that him taki yoko lasi. Because Jesus Christus, Nena Basi. Penena tapa me toki shabelesi. Pika nena amandi ki wa pa misi. Niki wa pa misi boy fuye ima shwiti. A wani no wa sama boya mugo lashe.
Wa faya de yeko.
Yaga ye.
Wa faya de yeko.
Yaga yo yaga ye.
Wa faya de yeko. Meribi sama wota wa fisi fugade. Wa faya de yeko.
Yaga ye.
Wa faya de yeko.
When I saw me for the taki so de lob na sondo. De no loba pasi ma de lob na huru. De lobi te de set de roko in a crookto. Ma look who that I you no way na on fo yeah. Mam like polo, mam like black, mam like temba meo, yaga ye. Yes, yaga yo. Microphone for chantre yaleti. Me chare kona fesi ma de no one cheke. We tra wanta kai dini kado ine ngati. Ma fa wanti ifa mamboli wapatu alisi. Udra yulipi ame kukisi.